In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Great Fast, and it's known after the Samaritan woman. And this meeting, that's always inspiring to us, and many lessons we can learn from it. And today, there is no miracle with our understanding of something supernatural happening, but actually, it is the true miracle to restore a soul, to win someone to the kingdom of God. And there are multiple lessons we can learn from this wonderful meeting that took place between the Lord and this woman. But we will focus today on the lesson of how to win souls. We hear the wise Solomon in the book of Proverbs says, "And he who wins souls is wise." It's not easy thing, and we all struggle, by the way, to be able to win souls, not only of those people who are away or went astray, but even those people whom we live with. Sometimes this is a big struggle. And while people are living in the same household, it's not easy for them to win each other. So what can we learn from this meeting today that can help us to win souls around us? The first lesson is the Lord went out of his way to meet her. He took the initiative. He did not wait for this woman to find him some way, somehow. He walked, and the people say he walked hours in order to see her. When say, like, he needed to go through Samaria, he didn't need this physically. He could have traveled to Samaria through another route. But he needed in order to show how much he yearned to win this woman. He was not in need, she didn't know. And he planned a time and a place and a conversation. It shows how much he cared, waiting for the other person to come. Maybe it will never happen. Thinking that I am older, I am the father or the mother, the husband, I should wait for the other person to come. Maybe this is not the right approach. Taking initiative is a lesson we learned today from the meeting between the Lord Christ and the Samaritan woman. The second lesson is he broke barriers with meekness and love. He is a Jew and she is a Samaritan. He is a man, she is a woman. He is the Holy One, she is a sinner. Almost there is nothing in common among them. How this something was amazing to see that the Lord is winning the other person by removing walls, not building them. Sadly, while we care and we say we love those people that we live with, sometimes we build walls and barriers that make communication difficult and make people discouraged to talk to each other. The Lord today is teaching us a lesson how, while there is nothing in common between him and this woman, he still was able to communicate and win her over. The third lesson, that he showed humility and sense of need. Coming to her at the beginning saying, "Give me water to drink." So this woman, for sure, is something maybe intimidating for her to approach him. But when he showed himself in need, this made her easy to get to know him and talk with him. I'm sure she was an anxious person, and that's why she chose to go to the well in the middle of the day where nobody goes, to avoid seeing people. I live in my own life. I have my own struggle. I do not want to talk with anyone or anyone to talk with me, especially a man who is a Jew. And from how he looks like a wonderful person. He calmed her anxiety by showing humility. "I need you," even though it is exactly the opposite. In the book of Proverbs also we hear the wise Solomon says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." He calmed her anxiety by dealing with her with meekness. Humility attracts hearts. People respond to gentleness, not superiority. The fourth lesson is that he led the conversation gradually from a common ground to the spiritual. Sometimes when you ask kids, "Why you don't listen to your parents?" They say, "They keep on lecturing me." Sitting someone in front of you, like here in the church, this is a different setup, and giving a speech, a lecture, this sometimes discourages people. make them to shut their ears. I do not want to hear this kind of lecture. But getting in a discussion that happens even about day-to-day things, and from it to take the discussion into something spiritual, this is exactly how the Lord handled the conversation. From physical water to living water to eternal life. I remember one time Bob Shinoda was speaking about when he was young, and he said we were visited by a priest, and the priest, when he came to our house, he started talking about everything and anything but whatever is spiritual. He said, when I was young, I looked to this priest and I said, Abuna is not really a spiritual man. What he is talking about? And he said that gradually Abuna started to drive the conversation into something spiritual and very deep. Everybody was engaged with him. And he, at the end of the conversation, Sayyidina Baba Shnuda, he said, when I was young, I learned from him this lesson, how to drive a conversation, not to just stand before people and lecture them. Learning to move from everyday matters to eternal truth naturally, not abruptly. As it worked with the Samaritan woman, it still can work with our children. The fifth approach, he awakened her spiritual thirst. She did not know that there is emptiness inside her heart. She was seeking something, and that's why she was moving from a man to another man, five men, and now she is living with the sixth person. What she was looking for? She was looking for a purpose for her life, someone to care. And he made her to be aware of this. When he told, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. No matter how hard you try to find fulfillment in this, nothing in this world will fill your heart. You need something that's greater than this. Helping other people to recognize their inner emptiness and need before offering the solution. People do not know that they need Christ. People are looking for him everywhere. Even those people who oppose him and deny his existence, they are looking for him. He is the answer of every question they have, but they do not know this. How to help other people, let them know about their need, and from this, you offer the solution. The sixth approach is he addressed her sin with compassion and respect. How common it is when we speak to other people and we say, you are sinful, you are a disgrace, you are doing this, you are doing that, and thinking that by doing this, we are going to persuade the person to change his attitude. This was not what we learned from the Christ in his meeting today. When she said, I have no husband, he did not tell her, oh yes, because you are living in adultery. He said that you have well said, I have no husband. He commended her honesty, even though it was covered, but still he found something to praise her for. He exposed her sin, but did not shame her, did not make her feel embarrassed. Correction without love pushes people away. Sometimes we do the same with our children, and we wonder why they do not listen to us. And see, we are speaking the truth to them. Yes, you might be speaking the truth by saying to someone you are an adulterous person, but is he going to hear it, to listen to it? Will he be feeling like, okay, I want really to change, or will he be pushed away? The seventh approach is he was patient with her questions and resistance. This woman, as we say, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And she's talking with the Savior, the Creator of all. She questions and debated and changed the topics and moved from something to something. And he remained calm and patient and was able still to go back and forth with her. Sometimes this is something very difficult for us to do, especially whenever our children are talking. You're speaking nonsense and we conclude the discussion. Let me tell you what you need to know and what you need to understand. He did not rush or argue her. He was patient in heart, and his patience made him to win the woman. In this one personal conversation, this woman became a person who is going to send the message of salvation to her people. She led others to believe. How truthful is the saying of Solomon, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The Lord Christ in this discussion did not only win a soul, through her he won others as well. The Lord Christ did not perform a miracle here, but he simply spoke with love, respect, wisdom, and truth. This is the miracle of today. This is what people are looking for. They are not looking for something supernatural. They are looking for someone to deal with them with respect and with love and with wisdom, speaking to them the truth in meekness. Winning others is not about argument or pressure. It is about love, humility, patience, truth, and presenting Christ as the living water. Let us all learn from his example today. We all strive to win other people that we care about. Unfortunately, sometimes we miss how we do this. Let us take this as an example, this meeting today as a model of how we should win other people. To the Lord be the glory forever and ever. Amen.